We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Oh, it's me? It's me, Duval? Really? Donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 26th goes to Corey Johnson of Brevard County, Florida. Okay, what does your Uncle Charlotte say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today's story is no exception. See, Corey was arrested on Friday for car theft. He stole a Ford F-150. Woo. I would say that's the official truck of Florida. Drop on the clues bombs for the Ford F-150.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
He stole a Ford F-150 without the owner's permission. Now, car theft is a crazy crime. But sometimes people commit car theft for what they believe are valid reasons. And usually that reason is because they have someplace important to be. Or they think they have someplace important to be. And stealing a car is worth them getting there. Okay, this is one of those stories, ladies and gentlemen. See, Corey needed to steal this Ford F-150 because he needed. He had to. He was just called to warn the U.S. government about a pressing issue. He had to warn the U.S. government about something. And when you got to warn the U.S. government about something, you need a Ford F-150 to drive to your local U.S. government base. What are you talking about, Uncle Sharla? I'm talking about Florida. Let's go to WESH NBC2 for the report, please.
Callum man is accused of driving a stolen pickup truck to the U.S. Space Force base in Brevard County, and deputies say Corey Allen Johnson said that he tried to get on the base because the president had told him he needed to warn the government that aliens were fighting Chinese dragons. Deputies realized the truck was stolen and placed Johnson under arrest for grand theft auto.
You know what I love about Florida? The news in Florida just reports that like it's normal. You just replay it again, Eddie.
Stealing a
Calaman is accused of driving a stolen pickup truck to the U.S. Space Force base in Brevard County, and deputies say Corey Allen Johnson said that he tried to get on the base because the president had told him he needed to warn the government that aliens were fighting Chinese dragons. Deputies realized the truck was stolen and placed Johnson under arrest for grand theft auto.
She reported that with such ease. Mm-mm-mm. You know, last hour we were talking about THC and the amount of THC that's in some of these edibles and the flower. And some of y'all were saying y'all do 40% THC. One of y'all said y'all do a dab that's 80% THC and you sprinkle it on some White Widow. White Widow by itself is like 20 to 25% THC. I stand on the fact that if you're doing all that, you might as well be smoking crack. Okay, you're doing THC that high and you are trying to escape something and you actually need therapy because you got some unprocessed trauma you need to deal with. But what I'm really saying is THC got to be in the oranges in Florida. I mean, I know most oranges are high in vitamin C, but something in Florida got to be high in THC. I don't want to blame this on just meth, cocaine, heroin. There is something in Florida that not only makes people do I must be extremely high activities, but they're creative. Okay, I mean, we have been hearing about Florida men and women for years, and every time we hear about stories from Florida, it's something we've never seen or heard before. You could do an anthology series on just Florida stories, and it would be better than The Twilight Zone. It would be better than episodes of Atlanta, okay? This dude went to the Patrick Space Force Base on behalf of the president to give warning that a fight is happening between Chinese dragons and U.S. aliens. This is incredible. You start off playing Grand Theft Auto only to go warn the U.S. government that there is a battle going on between Drogon and Thanos. Also, he didn't just say he had a message from the president. He said that the president told him to steal the car. Can you imagine Joe Biden in your head telling you to steal a car? If you don't know whether or not to steal this car to warn the government about dragons and aliens, then you ain't from Florida. Okay, there is not one person in this room are listening to me right now, whether it's on YouTube, whether you listening on the app, whether you're going to be listening on the podcast later, whether you in your car right now, you cannot come up with one valid reason as to why Corey Johnson did this, because there is none. We just all collectively understand because it's Florida. Please give Corey Johnson the biggest hee-haw. Now, we can play two games.
Okay.
Play two games here.
Two games.
We can play a game of guess what race it is.
Okay.
And I want to play a game of guess what age he is. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Corey Johnson, Brevard County, Florida, stole a Ford F-150 just to go warn the U.S. government that there's a fight happening between Chinese dragons and U.S. aliens. Angela Yee, guess what race he is?
Corey Johnson, yes. I'm going to say African-American.
Okay, African-American. Good guess. Last name Johnson. Okay,
it was that's a lot. That's why I know somebody named Corey Johnson.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of slave owners were named Johnson. A lot of us got that last name. DJ, well, you know what? Let me do this to you. Yee, now, look. Corey Johnson, guess what age he is?
I'm going to say about 52.
Okay, 52. Okay. African-American, 52. That's what Angela Yee says.
Ask me.
Okay,
ask
DJ me. Envy.
Yes.
Corey Johnson stole a Ford F-150 truck.
F-150, yeah.
Drove to a space station in Florida.
Drove to Patrick Space
Force Base to warn the U.S. government that there's a fight happening between Chinese dragons and U.S. aliens. Guess what race he is?
White.
Okay. Tell me what makes you say that.
I just don't think black people going to steal a car and then go to the government. If we're going to steal something, we're going to keep it moving.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. True. Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, I want Angela, you didn't know she's wrong about the race.
Yes!
DJ Envy's white about the race.
I'm right, not white about the race.
I didn't
I'm right
say
about...
you were white. You're Dominican. I know you. I know what you are, sir.
I knew that.
I didn't say you were white about the race.
Now show me the picture so I get the age.
Now, this is. Tell me the age. Guess what age he is!
Ooh. He's not aging well. I would say 28.
Man, shut up. You Googled that. There ain't no way. You Googled it.
No, I didn't.
I didn't. There ain't no way.
I didn't Google it.
Nothing look 28 about this man.
This is how I got it. He's talking dragon, so he's probably a fan of one of those shows that's out now talking about dragons and aliens. A lot of older people don't watch them shows.
Who you been working with the past 13 years? What do I believe in? How old am I?
You're right.
What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with age when it comes to aliens and dragons. So. Okay. The moral of the story is, Angelique said this guy is 52. I would have guessed 50-something years old as well. Envy said 28 because he Googled.
He's Googled. Did I Google?
He's 29 years old.
See?
This man,
I would have said 29.
This man.
No, you couldn't be too right.
It's no way. This man's 29. It means he's never drank any water in his life.
He's aging back.
A heavy diet of
heroin. Nah, but when
he starts
talking about dragons fighting dragons, that's the shows that's on now. That's a younger age.
Game of Thrones, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, that show is not on now.
But it was on now. My daughter just started watching it yesterday for the first time.
You act like a dumpster and watch Game of Thrones. You know what, Envy? Leave me alone.
Was I right or was I right?
You were right because you Googled.
Right?
You Googled
Google
this man's name.
I did not
There's
Google
no way you guessed 28. I want y'all to go look at this man's face and tell me
it.
28 is what comes across
I
your
put
mind.
Two and two
there's
together.
No way. You're going to look at this man's picture
yes.
later and you're going to say, God damn, there's no way he's 29.
I knew what it was.
But
I could tell. He looks like he has son. He's been in Florida too long.
Yeah. His face already looked like it did a life sentence, bro. I'm not going to lie. Damn. His face looks like he's doing 25 years of life, and I'm leaning more to the life.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm.
What are we doing? I forgot. You got me all into this whole, guess what race it is.
I never knew what we were doing. Don't ask me.
What?
You were saying something about getting laid down by your parents.
Oh, BBLs. Yes.
Oh,
you were telling
okay.
us what you seen.
I'm not telling people jokes. You want me to talk about what happened at the Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle historical concert this past Saturday, greatest comedy show I've ever seen. I'm not telling people's jokes. I'm not doing that, no.
Well, do you know somebody who has had some bad surgery and you're scared to tell them?
That's right. You know somebody.
You can anonymously tell. You can tell us now. You don't have to say the person's name.
That's right.
Y'all planned it. But dangerous game this morning.
800-585-1051.
This is Envy's topic.
No, I was just saying because I was reading and I see BBLs on the rise and I was like, damn, some of these people, their bodies look horrible. So do you tell your friend that, look,
y'all playing a dangerous game this morning.
Wow.
It's kind of too late to tell somebody they look bad, though. Because what are they supposed to do?
I'm telling you, but if you look bad, at least you can tell them.
Like, hey, you look bad.
You look bad. Your face is too pulled back. Your eyebrows
But there's nothing they
crazy.
Can do at that
your
point.
Your ass is too big. No, stop! Some people don't keep going. Stop! All right. 800-585-1051. Do you know a friend or somebody you know in your family that keeps doing surgery and you're scared to tell them to stop? Let's talk about it.
We'll
the
talk
Breakfast
about
Club.
What Envy did.
I ain't do nothing.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Everyone's pet is special, but what if yours was super? Well, get ready for the new movie, Super Pet, starring Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Together, they're teaming up to save the world in this incredibly funny movie. DC Super Pets in theaters July 29th, rated PG.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.